Well, let's hope he's not out by the end of the day. Our racing expert, Brad Davidson, who's not only going to give his tips, he's going to give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of a punter's strategy as well. That's what we need, good strategy. Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Loz. The big day's here, boys. Can't wait for it. Looking forward to Melbourne Cup Day, my favourite day of the year for a long, long time, and obviously the race that stops the nation.
And will it affect what decisions you've actually made on who you're going to back, Brad? Because we've just received a bit of rain out here and they are forecasting some more. So does that muck around with your selections?
Yeah, just having a look at the radar there. As you said, a bit of rain, and between 8 and 11 a.m. they're sort of expecting 2 to 6 mil as well. So it looks like most of the rain's going to come before the race. Only between 2 and 5 p.m., only 0 to 1 mil there, and only 30% chance of that. So I think it will happen earlier. If it happens during the race, it's probably going to play a more of an impact. But, look, I think it's just going to be the perfect surface, really. I mean, they put that little bit of irrigation on yesterday, and with that little bit of natural rainfall today, it's probably just going to mean, you know, we can hopefully get that nice bit of cushion in the track, which should suit every horse. And I don't think it's going to play too much of an impact. I'm not looking at, you know, too many wet trackers. I'm just looking at horses that... Well, I think it's going to be the fair track, yeah. The one that just a bit of cushion, perfect for most horses.
We talk about all the different form lines coming into this race. The Caulfield Cup form, is that good form? Well, it normally is. That's best solution one. It didn't get a penalty, is the top weight. But in recent times, over the past decade, the most successful lead-up race to the Melbourne Cup winner is the Herbert Power. Not necessarily if you win the Herbert Power, but if you're running the Herbert Power, then go on. Three have won from the Herbert Power in the last 10 years, Brad. That means Yucatan fits that bill.
Yeah, he does. He was super impressive. I mean, in terms of lead-up runs, you can't go past him. He was, you know, so dynamic, so dominant in that Herbert Power victory. And I know, you know, a lot of once-a-year punters will look at it. They only won by, you know, a length and a quarter, but that wasn't the full story there. You watch the replay, he should have won by 7 lengths. He was eased down to a canter there at the end. So, yeah, look, he's a horse that's going to be terribly hard to beat. He doesn't want too much rain. Aidan O'Brien's come out and said, you know, the firmer the better his chances, basically. So I know that, you know, Nick Williams has come out and said water the tracks, and we, you know, would love a bit of water on those tracks. That's not too hard, but I think he is a horse that wants it rock hard. That's what turned his form around, and I know the team out there and the connections and stable are very, very confident about his chances. Obviously, Barrier 23, he's got a bit of work to do there, but Jason Donald, one of the best jockeys in the world, and no doubt we'll just want to be finding that bit of cover early, get him in that three wide line, and if he does that, I'm sure he's going to run a huge race.
The only knock on Yucatan, most experts are saying, is that he really didn't beat anything that day that's running in the Melbourne Cup, and none of those horses are in the Melbourne Cup, but... Do you subscribe to that theory?
Well, look, he beat the B graders. It's fair to say that, but at the same time, he beat Brimham Rocks and Prince of Arran, and they've ran the Quinella and the Lexus Stakes since. So they've franked the form. I guess my little knock on him is, you look at his form prior to that overseas, and it's probably not doesn't bring the best overseas form here, and that somewhat to a degree reflected in his Herbert Power price. You know, he's 850 to 650 there. If he had this great form overseas, he would have started $3 or $2.50 in a Herbert Power. So, but we know what it's like. It's just how these horses settle into Australia. He's clearly one that thrives since he's been here. And I know the camp, you know, they've been talking it up for a while, and they know what it takes to win a Melbourne Cup, Lloyd and Nick Williams, and they've been very bullish this week. So I definitely wouldn't talk you out of the favourite if you like him. Look, Best Solution's an interesting runner. You know, I think 32 horses have tried in the last 20 years to win the Melbourne Cup with 57 kilos or more, and only the great Maccabi Diva has done it in 2005 with 58 kilos. But having said that, as someone pointed out to me, there's only a 6.5 kilo spread in the weight this year. Normally, it's a bit more than that. So when you're looking at that, that's definitely something that you've got to take into consideration, and he's just got to run out the 2 mile. That's my little question on him.
Okay, let's go. Your top four.
Top four. Number three, Magic Circle, on top for me. I just think he's got a turn of foot. I love his two wins overseas this year. I know they've been in inferior races, but turn of foot, 2 miles, soft track, no issue at all. I just want to be with him, despite the 56 kilos. My little concern, that's all I've got with him. Number nine, Marmello, I've got as... it's probably not the best ruck anymore because he's been well back, but I remember talking to Huey Morrison at Werribee last... the Sunday before Cup Day last year, and he was generally concerned this horse wouldn't back up, and I think they rode him too close in a Melbourne Cup. I thought his best run was the Caulfield Cup. I love the fact they brought him here fresh this time. I think not having that run here first will definitely enhance his chances. 11 Yucatan, you can't knock him. He's got a terrific chance. I've only got him in third spot because of the price, but having said that, he's drifted, so he's getting to a backable price now. Definitely couldn't talk you out of backing the favourite. He's hard to beat. And 5 Muntaha, I just think this Ebor, I know it wasn't the strongest Ebor, but it's a race that's shaped up year in, year out in terms of a Melbourne Cup guide. We saw Heartbreak City a couple of years ago win the Ebor and run oh so close, a good second to Al Mandon in the big race here. And, of course, Purple Moon back in 2007 did the Ebor Melbourne Cup double. So they're my top four. Best Ruffy, number 6, Soundcheck. Ran second to Best Solution. 2 stars back over 2,400 overseas there. Get the 2 kilo swing on Best Solution in the Melbourne Cup. And the good thing about him is he's won at 2,800. He's also won at 3,200. He won on protest over there. I think it was in Germany, and clearly should have won the race. Had no luck at all down the straight. So I think he's the best roughie if you're looking for one at huge odds. So the way I'm playing it, the $50 Melbourne Cup betting strategy, if you've got $50 and you want to spend it on the Cup, this is the way I'll be playing it. $10 a win on Magic Circle, $10 a place on Marmello, and a $30 trifecta. I always like to have a crack at the trifecta because if you get it, generally pays a bit. For first and second, these are the numbers, 3, 5, 6, 9, 11, 22, and 23. That's 3, 5, 6, 9, 11, 22, and 23. So taking 7 horses to run first and second and adding numbers 15, 17, and 20 to that third pick. So those 7 plus 15, 17, and 20 in the third pick there. So we need those 7 to run first and second, and then hoping for those 3 roughies to run third there to give us a bit of a collect. You get about 9% there for $30 trifecta.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So 3, 5, 6, 9, 11, 22, 23. And then for third, 15, 17, 20.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. So, look, we're taking, 7 horses. Most of them are in the market there, apart from Soundcheck, who's a bit of a roughie there. But, taking those 3 roughies, like Zakata, Venga Mask, and one other there for third, just hoping that we can get one of those roughies home for third and pay a nice dividend.
Good on you, mate. Brad, good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to all the punters. Hopefully it's a winning day on Melbourne Cup Day.
Enjoy your Melbourne Cup Day.